What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
All right, we are back. Sports Cards Nonsense. Missed our first recording on Monday.
I wouldn't say we missed it. That's not true. I did miss everybody.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, we didn't have a podcast on a Monday. I don't know what you're implying.
It's like when you miss it, you know, like I wasn't saying I was missing it.
Oh, so the wit has not changed, though. Jesse is still.
Your understanding of wit. That was a funny joke, bro. That's gold to start out a show.
I think the biggest question, a lot of things happening in the world here. I think the people's biggest question, how are you sleeping?
I want to thank so many of you for reaching out to me. One in particular who reached out and told me about a thing called a snore guard. So here's a fun fact. Even though you have like good health insurance, you still can't get a CPAP right away. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how long it's going to be till I get one, but I literally didn't know what I was going to do. But a guy reached out. In fact, if I can find him again, I will give him a shout out.
Save it for the show.
But basically, this thing is a game changer, guys. If you wake up tired and like your wife or whoever's telling you you're snoring all the time, this is like something I got off of Amazon for like $60,
it's the intro
bucks.
To the show. We gotta we gotta keep it moving.
Just get the snore guard.
Snore guard talk.
Holy, I'm telling you, it's life changing. I have worked out the last 4 out of 5 days.
Perfect. I cannot give enough. Mailbag.
You know what? People don't like you. They don't like you, Mike. You're a mean person.
You've lost your tone. Tell them
about your upset tummy.
The audience is barely hanging on, and we've got nine minutes of snore talk. We got to move
thank you,
here.
Brent Klassen, thank you so much.
All right, perfect. We're going to talk about some MLB playoff matchup. Now that the matchup is set after the stupid Yankees ruined all hopes of me making money on that series.
That's your fault. We'll explain later.
Yeah, donkeys in New York. We'll talk about a little NFL hot and cold. We got a one-on-one segment this week, how to build a following. That's a stolen question, but we're going to use it. We got a couple newsletter items, this week's buys, product release, some random crap at the end, and mailbag.
I want to know what James Bond is. I want to know what it is. There's a note. It says James Bond.
Also, how do we get your sound to be clear instead of crackling? I know on the podcast is going to be clear because I'm just listening to you through this. How do we get it to be clear for me right now? Is there any way to make that happen? Is there a loose wire?
And it is now clear.
Oh, you're welcome. That's all it took. Did you know it wasn't clear and you just didn't care?
Last time you told me it wasn't clear, I messed around for a while and finally figured it out. You know what it is? It's unfortunately the people at home can never enjoy this. I have a soundboard filled with wacky noises and
how do we get that in?
Applauses. And unfortunately, it doesn't work on the recording because the recording's done on a separate device. It's a sad thing. Oh, man. I would be, next time you told a joke, I'd play a crickets thing. Oh, it would have killed. The audience would have loved it.
Are you chewing gum?
So here's the thing about the snore guard.
Don't love that. All right. Here we go. MLB playoff picture.
Big picture.
Take it away. You love your baseball.
I got to tell you, have been really trying to get into sports, as we all know that. I have made not even an effort. It's been a desire to watch football games. It's been great. I have not mustered up that desire to watch any baseball games.
Do you find baseball to be
games.
The most boring thing on television since Angela Lansbury was solving murders back in the old days?
Don't you dare speak disparagingly about Murder, She Wrote. How
great
dare
show.
You? Oh, my goodness.
Grammy Montebello would not be thrilled about that one. She loves
no,
that show.
I'm calling her. Bottom line, I do not care to watch it on TV. I love to go to a baseball game.
I watched my first full baseball game of the season. What was it? Tuesday night. So I went on a big buying spree with Aaron Judge. I just thought,
explain
you know,
yourself.
These
explain
donkeys
yourself.
Are going to come out. They're going to throttle the Sox, and I'm going to make money on Aaron Judge. And instead, those worthless bags of garbage from New York did not beat the Red Sox. I was happy. I was almost to the point of cheering for them because I was like, man, I've spent quite a bit of money on Judge. Now, thankfully, my big offers, I said this last night in the Instagram stream, thankfully, my big offers were not accepted. I was able to cancel them before they got accepted. But I was ready to go head and shoulders for the Yanks. I just thought, you know what? This is a creepy hitting team. However, they are gone. The Red Sox are not. Moral of the story, only invest with your heart. That's the moral there. I think that's the moral.
Follow
of the story.
Your heart. That's what everybody
that's what they
is
say.
Encouraging.
I've been told
yeah.
that.
No, that's a smart
all right,
move.
So, and then last night, Dodgers win to get in. Those are your two playing games. We have our fourth series set.
I would like to know right now.
Sure.
The Dodgers are now they're the LA Dodgers. Is that right?
They sure are.
Okay. All right. I just needed to confirm that.
Yep.
I am going with the LA Dodgers. I feel like.
To win the World Series? Is that you going?
No. I feel like versus the Giants. First
oh,
match
you're going
up.
Picks.
Oh, are we not? Are we not doing picks?
Pick them.
Are we picking?
Pick
I want to pick them, baby.
Go ahead. All right, so you got the Dodgers. Who do you have between the Brewers and Braves then? Let's go NL first. Dodgers?
Here's the thing. I don't think either of them are going to make it to the end.
Do you know
I'm
either
say
city?
Braves.
Do you know either city they play in?
Dude, bro,
oh, you know
I live
Braves.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Do you know where
know
the Brewers
the
are?
I know it's like Colorado?
Milwaukee? Yep.
Oh,
you're going Braves,
so close.
You're going Braves-Dodgers? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm going Braves-Dodgers.
Okay. And then of those two, to go to the World Series...
I'm going Rays versus Red. For those two. I'm sorry. Yep.
Stay in
yep.
your lane.
We're already jumping to World Series. I would say Dodgers still.
Okay,
I'm going to
so
keep
Dodgers
with that.
Beat the Braves. Dodgers World Series. All right. Other side of the diamond. As
let's
it
flip it. Let's
White
flip
Sox
it.
And Houston.
I'm going to say Houston because I don't really.
Really?
White Sox has Jimenez, right?
Eloy, my boy, sure.
Man, I'm going to say Houston, but it doesn't really matter because I think the Rays are going to win it. And because I'm going to pick Rays on the next one.
So
Rays versus
got,
Red
so
Sox.
Astros, Rays to the World Series, Rays to
yep.
win it all.
Yes.
Wow.
That
I hope
is,
people have a notebook handy for this show. Guy has never seen an inning
mark
of baseball.
Mark it in your calendars.
Sure.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Right,
I'm going to go.
I'm going to go quick then. I'm going to go Dodgers, Brewers, Dodgers to go to the World Series, White Sox, Red Sox, White Sox. Who did I just pick? Brewers?
You said Dodgers, Brewers, Dodgers to go to the World
Correct.
Series.
Correct. White yep. Sox, Red Sox. I'm going yep. White Sox. Dodgers repeat as champion over the White Sox.
Do you feel at all that you've given up on your heritage,
life?
Your Boston heritage, and your love of all things Red Sox? Because that's two times you're just saying,
I know.
Nah.
I'm
nah,
trying
thank
to,
you.
That's an anti-jinx. I honestly, in my heart of hearts, I don't think they're beating the Rays, quite frankly. The Rays are good.
In
so,
his heart of
anyways,
hearts.
There's our
that's
picks
beautiful.
That mean absolutely nothing. Let's get into some specifics and card value, which is the only reason if you're still... listening to this train wreck, you're here. So, a couple of just quick picks, series by series.
Okay.
Dodgers, Giants. The Giants, do you have any KB stuff, Chris Bryant, from Card Ladder?
Let me pull it up real
okay,
quick.
Okay, so
I've
no,
got
gotcha.
Ready, Chris
For the
Bryant.
Dodgers side, I would say there's a couple interesting stories. Does Bellinger find his swing in the postseason? I think yes. I think Bellinger's going to have a big postseason. And then the kid who hit the walk-off last night. So, with Bellinger, I'm sticking to anything 2015, especially his prospect stuff. And then 2017, his rookie stuff. I think it's all going to go up. I think he's going to have a big year, a big postseason, I should say. And then Chris Taylor, kind of out of nowhere. He had a good season anyways. I think he was an all-star this year. Chris Taylor is out of 2014 Bowman Chrome. So his raw base autos went from about $15 before the walk-off last night to $35 to $50 now.
Whoa. Hello.
Chris Taylor's weird. If you want to just sell off, if you have Chris Taylor stuff, first of all, dust it off because nobody has been actively collecting this guy. I think he's worth kind of taking a flyer on. Maybe it's a little Cinderella story. He's been in the league 8 years, seven, 8 years. Hits a walk-off, maybe has a big series. I think it's worth throwing a few bucks at and seeing what happens for Chris Taylor. Those are my two for the Dodgers. For the Giants, I've been high on KB the past month. Any cards in there that kind of catch your attention you think we should be buying?
Chris Bryant, it's just he's 2017. Was that his first year?
That was his rookie year for a lot of stuff. His prospect auto is from 2014.
Because I'm not finding much in card letter for Chris Bryant. I'm pulling it up on eBay as we speak, though. There's not anything.
How did you spell Chris? Because I'm going to go out on a limb
with a K. Spelled it with a K.
Really?
Because I know what I'm doing, bruh. While we're pulling that up, I did just want to point out the Bellinger. When did he win that game? Do you remember what day that was?
Bellinger didn't win any game. Last night, Chris Taylor won. Walk-off, two-run homer. Bellinger was on base.
Okay, so that's what I mean. Like when they won to go further in the game.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So Chris Taylor's stuff has shot up since yesterday. So for Chris Bryant, I like his 2014 Bowman Chrome auto. The 9.5/10s were kind of hovering under 300. I think they're still in the 250 to 275 range. I like that card. I like his color autos too, his refractors, but I would stick with 2013. He kind of had both. And 2014 Bowman Chrome Chris Bryant's. I think if you're a Giants guy, that's the guy who has the biggest impact, potentially, and biggest spike in cards. Dodgers, despite the injuries and the slump, I'm going Bellinger, kind of a long shot Chris Taylor.
Are we still good on Bellinger as far as, like, you still think there's going to be a bump just because of the win?
He's going to play well. He's been playing with the injured rib. He's kind of finally getting back healthy. I think Bellinger's going to have a big postseason.
Okay. Yep.
All right, next series, I don't know why I put these in this order. White Sox, Houston. You know, again, kind of guys to maybe pay attention to. I'm still on the Eloy train. This is nothing new. I've been on Eloy for a while. I have a few of his autos. I've got his 2017 Bowman Chrome Refractor 9.5/10. I still like that card. I like his 2019 Topps Chrome and just paper Topps PSA 10s. They're both cheap. Traded like 40 to 45 on the paper. I think the Chrome is maybe 80, but probably less than 80 bucks now. I think Eloy is going to have a big series, and for Eloy to have a big series in the postseason, if the White Sox could beat Houston, that would be big. They've been good all year. You got to see them do something in the postseason, and Eloy has to do something to steal the spotlight from Luis Robert. We had an Instagram person call us out for that. Robert.
We finally know?
You got to roll the R's more. I don't remember if it's Robert or Robert, but I rolled R's for both, so boom.
I thought the rolled R was a 2R. In my Spanish 2 class, Mr. Mangin said it was 2R, so shout out to Mr. Mangin, Hendersonville High School. KB football rules! What's that?
Crab cakes and football. Anything in Eloy popping up for you on card ladder that catches your beautiful
There's not
baby
really
blues?
Much going on with his value. You know, the one that Card Ladder deems as the most popular, his rookie would be 2019 Topps.
PSA
10. It's only $26.
Oh, it's down. Okay.
And that's partially because there are almost 6,300 of these graded.
Yeah, high pop. Yep.
It did recently drop to even further low when it dropped down to like $17 as of like there was a sale for $17 yesterday or 2 days ago. Yeah, he's not doing great as far as value. For this specific card, if anything, I would say like his value has been going consistently down.
Yeah, I think across the board, there's not a ton of excitement there. Louis coming back takes the spotlight from him. Tim Anderson's had a good year. I'm sticking with Eloy. That's where my money's at. I'm sticking with him. So I would still be buying him. And then Yordan Alvarez is interesting to me. So Yordan is 2018. Now his Bowman Chrome is in card ladder. Like, I think it's Bowman Chrome. Is it his 9.5/10 from BGS?
Let me see. I pulled up his 2020 Topps, which is the one they've got.
That's cheap. What's that, 20 bucks, 30 bucks?
21, yep.
Yeah,
and cheap. He's another same thing, been just going consistently down.
Yeah, I'm not going too crazy with any of their paper-based stuff, honestly. Like, if okay. Eloy, I'm going 2019 Topps Chrome Refractor or better, or I'm going 2017 Bowman Chrome Auto for Eloy. For Yordan, same thing, 2020 Topps Chrome Refractor or better, so it's a little more rare. Or I'd go with 2018 Bowman Chrome Auto, which Jesse I'm going to have in just a minute.
Yordan,
you're like a whole different guy. Your hair's done today. You've got gum going on. It's interesting. What do you have to say for yourself?
You know what's funny about the gum? So the Snorguard.
Yep.
It actually, what it does is it moves your jaw forward so that your tongue doesn't cover. So your tongue doesn't cover. And I wake up each morning with like literally like just can't bite down all the way because my jaw's now used to being in a different position. The gum helps it to kind of like relax, go back to where it was. There's a
how many hours are you sleeping the last week?
I don't know, but obviously I'll tell you, Sam has told me every night that my snoring has been consistently, granted, there's still a snore, but consistently lower. And I wake up feeling much like, you don't know until you've had this, you don't know how tired you are when you wake up. I didn't know until I realized how much better I feel now.
I would have suffocated you years ago.
Right. Oh, remember up in Wisconsin how you got the other room, how bad it was?
That's how bad it was. We went to the card show. I should have got the other room to start with. That was my first poor decision. Went out $880 later, got my separate
room. Was a mistake. You should have stayed. You could have had all right, give me the fights. News. Yordan 2018 is
Bowman Chrome Auto.
Bowman Chrome. See, the only thing about this is there's not many. There's 63 of them.
Is this so for what? A PSA 10, a 9.5?
For a PSA 10. PSA
give me 10. Isn't the 9.5/10 not in there?
Let's see. 9.5/10 is in here.
That probably has a way bigger pop.
It has not a lot, like 140.
Okay, so not a ton.
Yeah. But he's done basically the same thing with this card as his other. The 2000, what did we say? 2020 tops. Mm-hmm.
Pretty
same
stagnant.
Kind of like, yeah, downhill trend. Okay,
what's the
right
value?
Now selling for $390.
So $400 for a 9.5/10. What's the PSA doing? 600?
The PSA just did 720.
Okay, and the PSA 9 is doing 250. I like the 9.5/10 in that regard. For under $400, I think it's worth a shot. Again, if you're going for the Houston, I would chase Yordan. All right, next, Red Sox Rays. This is interesting. You know what I didn't do is anything on Xander Bogaerts, which you're not going to find on Card Ladder.
Okay.
You're going to have to throw him into 130 point. Okay. Xander, with an X, obviously. Bogaerts, I believe, is B-O-G.
I already found it.
This guy is on fire. I want to say he's 2012 Bowman Chrome. His auto. I want his prospect auto.
Prospect? Okay. Yeah,
there's 9, 5, one just sold. And raw is what I'm looking for.
Oh, dang it. We're going to do a PSA. All right,
because there's not as many. While you're doing that, I think the guy to buy for the Rays, if you think the Rays are going to win, which, quite frankly, I think they're going to, and I'm not picking against the Red Sox again, for two reasons. I don't want to be wrong again, and I don't want Bill to break his silence and yell at me about going against the home team. Bill's a real homer. I don't need that in my life right now. There's a lot going on here. I don't need to be, you know, threatening text messages or anything crazy. So the Rays are going to get destroyed, obviously. But if they were not going to get destroyed in an alternate universe where they win,
they're
going
to win.
Not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Austin Meadows had a good season. 2013 Bowman Chrome 9.5/10 rookie autos. His first prospect auto are like $40. I am going on eBay after the show today to buy those. I'm going on eBay after the show, but before the podcast releases, so I can get the jump. This is what you call hit the alarm. I'm flashing my hand. The alarm. The alarm.
See,
this is where I take advantage of the card community in general. I'm buying him and I'm flipping him during the series. I'm going to spend a few $100, buy a bunch of his gems, maybe a little color as well, color refractor autos. I think Wander's interesting. If Wander goes nuts, which he's played well the last few weeks anyways, his price, he's expensive already though. I like Austin Meadows for the long shot. I like Wander for the big money guys. Hey, this maybe makes some noise in the playoffs at the age of whatever he is, 20, 21. He's young. So Xander Bogaerts, on the other hand, having a heck of a season, whacked
Xander
a home run the other night.
Sold for $600, Bowman Chrome Auto, the 9.5/10.
2012?
As of yesterday, yes.
Okay, are there multiple sales? That seems high to me, but I could be wrong.
Of the auto?
Just yeah, the auto 9.5/10.
Let's see if there's another one.
I don't want some outlier. I'll tell you that right now.
No, you don't. You don't want that. I mean, there was another one that was sold on the 25th.
Okay, what did that do?
You killed me when I tried to banter you. You all night.
You weren't
banter back and forth.
It wasn't banter. You were talking about some freaking snore guard. 8-minute infomercial for some stupid
medical. It changed
medical
my life. It changed it. there aren't really many other sales anytime recently, but okay, let me preface that. There was another sale on the 25th, but it was one of those offer accepted. They were going for 325, so it sold for less than that. So obviously,
are you on 130 point?
No, I'm on eBay.
Why are you not? That doesn't. No, what are we doing here? I know we've mailed it in. Go to 130 points. So we can see the price on the offer accepted. Xander Bogaerts 2012 Bowman Chrome 9.5 put in.
I would like you to know something real quick.
I did not know
that it showed you the offer, like that, what the actual price was.
I want you to know something real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
You are my favorite 49% person in the world.
How does that make you feel? Would you say that even if I wasn't 49%?
Keep up this performance. You may not be 49%. Getting to mend things pretty quick, I'll tell you that right now.
You're doing great.
Are you kidding me? People loved your comic book crap the other day. I don't know what you were doing up there. It's good.
Let me ask you. How many seconds of it did you watch?
Oh, none.
Not a second of it.
I'll tell you exactly why. It was out of spite, too. You know why I didn't watch it?
Why?
I said, Jesse doesn't have the decency to listen to this show.
Oh my gosh, there is no chance
I'm supporting some bullcrap.
I'm in the show. I'm in it. I already know what's happening. No. You weren't there.
You don't know what Ronick's doing. He's been adding great stuff lately. You have no clue because you don't listen. You don't care.
I do listen sometimes.
Care about your trade, bro.
So here's a fun little thing. You? The card that sold yesterday, it does not say best offer accepted, but 130 point says it is a best offer accepted. What do I do, Mike?
What's the price?
130 point says it sold for 450, but eBay does not say that. It says
130 points more accurate. 450 is more in line. 600 is high.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're right. It is more in line because the other one sold for 300.
He's also a free agent after this year, I believe. So I like Xander. Xander's had a good season. Little power in the postseason here. When they make a run, I think Xander is the guy. I'd like to say Devers, but I'm like a broken record with Devers, so I'm just not going to say him anymore. I refuse.
That Xander one has gone up very consistent. I mean, at the beginning of September, it was only 230.
So it's almost doubled that one sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go crazy spending that kind of money then. Are there any, what's the raw version of that auto do? I'm going to say the raw is like $125 then. Somewhere in that range.
Let's see if it shows me a raw. Here we go.
It can't be way, I don't know if that's only doing four. $100. 102. I'll keep yelling numbers. I got all day. I don't care.
Hang on. It's pulling up the auto. Hang on. Auto is...
You know what's good for a podcast? Downtime.
If you would have told me ahead of time you wanted to see it, I would have had it.
That's fair.
Okay. $91.
I think Xander might be the play in Boston. Okay, we got to wrap this up. This has gone on way too long. Brewers, Braves, Avisail Garcia. I don't know how you say his name. He led him in, I think, everything. Like average home runs, RBI for the Brewers. I'm all over him. 2012 Bowman Chrome Auto. He's been around for a while. He's cheap. Like dirt cheap. I would buy those up if you think the Brewers have any shot of winning. And then Ozzie Albies. 2015 Bowman Chrome, his first auto. So Garcia for the Brewers. 2012 Bowman Chrome first autos. Ozzie Albies. 2015 Bowman Chrome. It was early Bowman draft, but whatever. Or might have even been Bowman. Either way, if you search it as Bowman Chrome, you'll find it. I think Albies has a chance to shine. Austin Riley's had a big year too. But I'm kind of like, yeah, Albies has the power. He's had a pretty consistent season. I think those are the two guys to watch in that series. We're done. I don't care about Bowman anymore. I don't care about...
You don't care about the value? But
I mean, Ozzie Albies 9-5-10 autos and even PSA 10 autos of his Bowman first are like 200 to 225. That seems ridiculously cheap for a guy who's had some good seasons as a young kid. He's overshadowed by Ronald Acuna the whole time.
What is Garcia supposed to be?
Nothing. He's cheap. Dirt cheap.
Okay. I was going to say, like, he had one that... Like $30. $40, but yeah,
for a 9-5-10, right? From his 2012.
Yeah.
So I'm saying if you think Garcia has a shot with the Brewers to make a run, that's nothing. Yeah, I'm in on him too. So all right, NFL talk.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft, tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's, huzzah, a toast to breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
Do you have anything?
NFL.
There you go. I was looking for something cute to lead us in.
Big picture number two.
What kind of a...
By the way, your facial hair has got... You're getting that real gray in the goatee down there. I mean, it looks great, bud.
The gray horns, really, sweetheart. Good. That's how I roll.
I don't know what that means exactly. Guys, but they're on both sides
of my face. They're like horns.
Transitioning to the next segment, I've got some NFL stuff. We're going to talk about it.
What happened? You just get stabbed? Did a wasp sting you in the neck?
Give it an opportunity. Go out, check out Love on the Spectrum on Netflix. Oh my goodness.
Oh, dude, again with this talk. We're done.
I can't help it. Move on. It's so good.
All right. Enough.
If you don't like adults or humans, you're gonna need to watch it because it'll change your mind. It's good.
Yeah, riveting. Can't wait. oh my goodness. What are we doing with the NFL?
Why are you so angry? Let's
go ahead. There's a couple cool storylines.
I've got injury news and I've got
I'll follow your lead
NFL
here.
Stuff. So one thing I wanted to check on, Justin Fields is officially named Bears QB. For all you Justin Field fans out there, you got to be happy with that news. You shook your head. Are you just reading? Every time I start talking, you start looking at something else. So I don't know if you're even listening. I don't
First time.
Here we go.
Okay, so what about Justin Fields?
Oh, okay.
He is starting this week, but Dalton is the starter when he's healthy again, is what I heard this week.
I heard that Dalton or that Fields was going to be it even when Dalton is ready.
Oh, I did not hear that. He looked decent against the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
He got his first win. I'm still kind of on him. I'm still kind of a sell at the time.
His card value's gone up about... Well, I'm not going to give pricing because, again, I'm pulling up like Donruss, like we talked about last week or the week before. But bottom line is his pricing went up about 10 to 15%. So not too bad.
Co-manager and co-manager.
are there neurons firing off?
You can be
brain?
Jim Halpert. I watched that episode last night. You could be Halpert. I'll be Michael Scott. My first name is Mike. Senior co-manager.
Mac Jones still dominating as far as new QBs go.
Let me tell you right now. First of all,
I was rooting
for Brady because I'm a Brady fan first. What a boring and lackluster performance. I thought he was going to light them up.
What? I said yesterday that I didn't care for it on the Instagram Live and you didn't say anything. I thought like, oh, maybe I already covered the take.
Point. No, very boring. And at the very end, he had a nice touchdown pass, which should have been to Antonio Brown, the back of the end zone. He dropped it. And then they missed a field goal. I was actually hoping... Nick Folk would have hit that field goal, put the Pats up 2019. Brady, it was like 50 seconds left.
That's when it gets hot.
One or two timeouts. That would have been cool to see. But very lackluster. I mean, but nobody cares about the Brady market. Mac's market is strong. He looked really good. I mean, that defense played pretty good. Tampa Bay's getting a little dinged up, but what does a bean mean? Same episode, by the way.
Just like random, like, oh, we're doing good. We're finally talking about cards again. Sure. Oh, office reference. Oh. Mac Jones, I don't know if you had a chance to look at his stats. I think his stats were maybe better than Tom Brady's in that game.
They were not even a question. Yep.
Okay.
And I thought he looked better than Brady. I was impressed with Mac. He looked good.
I feel like it was Belichick showing off his new boys. Like, hey, check out your younger brother over here doing so much so much better than you're going to do. That's what I felt. Did you get that feeling?
Did you watch any of that game?
I did. I watched.
Did you really?
I watched the last quarter of it. So,
man, this is so weird. You're watching football now.
I know.
It's not natural. My plan was, obviously, my plan has gone amok since. I said, Mac's going to be 3-0 coming into week four, big buildup. I'm going to sell his card. I still have the certified patch auto. I'm probably going to sell it at this point. I'm going to wait the next week or two. I want to get the 550 to 600 range because I paid like 450. I want a cute return on my money. So
oh, that's cute.
It's very close to that now, though. I'm going to try to move it at that point.
Already moving it. I'm kind of surprised. I wouldn't mind holding it a little longer. See if they
do you
want to
buy
going.
It? I'll cut you a deal.
Oh, I did make a buy this week. I finally get to talk about.
Keep in your pants. Let's go. Who else you got? Who's next to your list?
The next one I wanted to talk about because we got to your boy, Tua. Oh, man, no one's called me sports boy this whole episode.
Sports boy, that's a great pick with Tua, yeah. Ironic, anytime I've started talking to him, go back and edit and just sports boy. Just use that cut.
Just go, sports boy.
9 hours of editing just to put me saying, sports boy. Thank you, Ronick. Ronick's like, there's no chance I'm doing it.
Ronick's doing it, for sure. So he's coming back, they're saying.
Not this week, but next week against the Jags in the London game. What a perfect time to come back, too, by the way.
Wait, London game? They're playing in... London?
Yeah, they usually play like one game a year.
That's right. I didn't know that. That's cool.
The Jags defense is terrible. So maybe he comes back, lights him up. I am starting to get slightly hotter than lukewarm to buy Tua stuff again. I only bought one more optic hollow. I think I bought another SGC 10 this week. I'm going to start buying Tua stuff again, I think. I'm probably going to give it another week. But yeah, I think he's going to come back and have a big game against the Jags. And that's all I wanted to see. When will he be back? So
I was looking at the 2020 Prism PSA 10 of his card. And I cannot believe it has not spiked. Because when did that news come out that he would be back sooner than we thought?
This week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it had to have been. So my assumption is it may have come out on the... this says he spiked on the 1st, which is kind of... weird. That was last Friday. So I don't know. But he's also back down. So he's selling right now for about 160 for PSA 10.
Okay.
Before the injury, he was selling for about like 240, 250 or so. I would say now is the time. Like, go ahead and get him because he hasn't popped, even though there's news of him coming back. I mean, if you think that Tua is still a decent player. I mean, yeah. I don't think anything's changed.
So I'm going to buy some and I'm still going to plan on flipping like week 8, 10, 12, somewhere in that range when they go on a nice win streak. He has a couple decent starts. That's my plan there. What else? You got another name or what?
I was not expecting
this level of preparation. I'm going to be honest with you.
Here's the thing. When you ask me, this is what's amazing.
You're doing great.
Like, in the MLB segment, let's be honest, guys, I was not on my game, but that's okay. Cause Mike said he's going to handle MLB. Sure. I'll handle NFL. When you tell me ahead of time, I do research, bro. I'm out there.
What's your shirt say?
It says Mick Keon. I don't know. It's a Dell shirt. Basically,
McKeon
if I'm
State
in my
university.
House, I don't even know if it's a real university.
Did you even go to college?
It's the Raccoons. The Raccoons, Mike.
That's the school mascot.
This
the
is
raccoons?
A Dell shirt. I don't know.
No wonder
know
that
what's
company's
happening.
No wonder that company's going under. Raccoons. What a bunch of clowns.
Michael Dell has something to say about that.
You picked
mister.
The dumbest animal. No one likes raccoons and eat trash all day. And they're nocturnal.
They eat trash all
over
day.
Three.
That's a. I what? Love that. This is good banter. This is solid.
The
comments.
Dell raccoons. Hey, Michael, clean up your act, bro. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I don't feel. I'm not Mike. Mad at you. I don't feel great today.
Your tummy's upset.
The tum tum.
It's all that island. The Justin Herbert card. Justin Herbert card is
stick to the script.
20,
sweet 20.
We're still talking about cards and
Justin
nothing else.
Justin Herbert, 2020.
He has had a nice little uptick in the last week or two. So he bought him now, maybe September 22nd, 20th, somewhere around like $400 for his 2020. PSA 10 Prism. As of yesterday, it sold for $550. Nice little bump. Everybody keeps pointing out like he's doing fantastic,
playing really well. Yep.
But the great news for all you card collectors out there is, yes, he's had an uptick, but it's no higher than it was, you know, beginning of September. So
yeah, so here's my thing with Herbert, because I get crap for this every week. I have not changed on Herbert. I would still sell him right now. If you sold him a week or two ago, you didn't leave that much on the table anyways, and you would have made money. Is there a chance he keeps playing like this and they keep winning? Sure. Their schedule gets a lot more difficult the second half of the season. I don't think they're making any noise in the playoffs. I still think the best play, unless you're going long-term and you're a collector, in that case, fantastic. Don't look at value. Just hold them. Be happy you've got the card. Yep. And if you're a collector, I would not sell with the thought of buying back in. You may not have a chance. But if you're in this for the flip to sell it, I have no way. I still would be selling Herbert stuff. I don't think you've... It's not like his stuff is up 80% over the past 3 weeks. It's like 20%. So that's not that much of a margin to leave on the table if you're taking a win. But I agree. Herbert was on my list. I have a list.
You made a list too? I didn't know you were doing a list. List, brothers.
I'm going to make a pros and cons list.
List.
Same episode, by the way. The pros and cons list. Yeah,
the bean. What does a bean mean?
You get to show all the other nerds your pros and cons list. And there's a calculator down there. Okay, go. What were you saying, though?
Thing I was going to say was just Dak Prescott is the other one that has been consistently on an uptick as well.
As he should be. 3-1. Just beat that Carolina team. Carolina's been playing good. Say what you want. Without CMC, Sammy Darnold played looking still pretty good. But Dak, okay.
Yes. So Dak, but the only thing is like his values, you know, we see most, if you look at the price chart of just about any QB, they have gone down pretty consistently over the last like 6 to 8 months. Dak is one that has not. In fact, he is right about close to his high over the last year. That's the one
pre-injury.
Yeah. Yep. It may just be, if you're getting in now, just know where you're getting
in. I have one PSA 10 Prism Silver Dak rookie. I think they're doing like 800 to 900-ish.
You also, or we also have on one PSA 9. What is it? That's an optic.
Optic on Starstock. Yeah. Do we have a code word we're supposed to be saying for these people?
Yeah. So I don't think we've talked about this. And like, I was talking to one of the guys at Starstock and they're like, yeah, for some reason, like your promo code really dropped off in September. I was like,
mentioned it for months. I don't think we mentioned it. Who were you talking to, Scott or one of the
last? No, it's a new guy. You haven't talked to him before. Daniel, David, good guy. Great guy.
I'm good. I'll talk to the owner and nobody else. CEO whatever absolutely. That guy is.
Bottom line is, guys, if you have not already, go over to Starstock, check it out. And especially if you have not already, when you sign up, use the promo code nonsense. Get an additional $10 when you sign up
for free. Bam. Yeah. So Starstock, the reason I'm glad we had a note to bring this up, MLB playoffs to me, great time for Starstock. If you have Chris Taylor stuff, that's just a weird example, but that's the type of guy who spikes literally that night because he has a crazy walk-off. I just got a text message from Tyler over at HGA. Hang on here.
Oh my God. Well,
if you want to do a walkthrough of HGA in a month or so, I don't know what's going on.
We already made a trip to Gatlinburg.
We're talking about Starstock, bro. I've said bro 19 times. Somebody count this, please. Email me how many times I said that stupid title.
No one's counting.
Bro. They're not gonna.
No.
Starstock to me is great, especially in a time like that. If you have their cards, if you're already in the system, your cards are there. Because like I said, or you know, any one of the guys we mentioned, Ozzie Albies hits 3 home runs in the game against the Brewers. Cool. Sell at the height of the market that minute. That's when I think that tool, it's always a useful tool, but to me, it's even more useful in critical situations, which we have a couple coming up, which is why I want to talk about Starstock today. MLB playoffs, huge. Opening week of the NBA, you're going to have random dudes like Talen Horton Tucker last year come out and ball out. If you're on a platform where you can buy and sell instantly, I think you can do really well if you're really paying attention. So
promo
code. It's a code word. We don't want you to know what it is. Solve a puzzle and you figure it out. Starstock promo code, all lowercase, nonsense. Free $10. We're done here. Can I go to my list now?
Well, let me, before you go to your list, there's just a few things. It's not card values, but I just wanted to point out. So Jimmy Garoppolo, your boy that you're afraid is always going to get injured. He's injured.
Yeah, Trey Lance came in and played well last week.
Yes. So just something to keep in mind.
They have not named a starter for this week, if it's going to be Trey or Jimmy. Who are the 49ers playing this week? Look that up, please. Well, you're doing that real fast. In the connection with the 49ers, I'm still kind of a hold on Trey Lance. I think it's interesting to see what he does. And Deebo Samuel is killing it for them right now. I think he's top three in the league in yardage, their receiver, going absolutely crazy. Deebo was a rookie in 2019, I believe.
Arizona.
I take it all back. Is it at San Francisco or at Arizona?
Because
that's a,
I already changed the thing.
Doesn't matter. That's a brutal game for them. Arizona just went into LA Arizona and beat the crap out of the Rams. This may not be the week to be. I would not be.
Maybe not Trey Lance yet.
I would not be dissuaded by what. Is that a word? Dissuaded?
It doesn't matter.
I wouldn't be dissuaded. I would not be dissuaded. I would not be saddened. I would not be saddened or dissuaded by Trey Lance's performance this week if he gets a start. They are not supposed to beat that the Cardinals team.
But if they do, holy cow.
If they do, that's ridiculous. I think it's an insane spike. If that happens and there's an insane spike like that, I would sell a moment of. But in general, I'm kind of a hold with Trey Lance this year. See what he does. I still think the team's good. Go ahead.
Yep. Oh, I was just going to hit the other ones. Ben Roethlisberger may be out.
Good.
Yeah, you're not a fan.
It's serious.
Hip injury. It probably won't be too long, but and it's not even 100% that he's going to be out.
Hopefully he can't move from the hips down. Okay, next.
They're waiting to see. Teddy Bridgewater, he's feeling better.
Yeah.
Okay, no one cares.
Nope.
And
the best thing that can happen to Teddy Bridgewater is for the card market. The only interesting news, not best thing. It's interesting to me if for some reason he gets benched, which he's not. He's played well. Or if he gets injured and Drew Lock comes in. There's a Drew Lock market that could explode if it happens. But I was already wrong about that once, so I don't want to be on record again. I don't want to dissuade myself.
Don't dissuade anybody in your blue suede shoes. Baker Mayfield, he is hurt. He got hurt earlier in the year, but he's playing through the pain. The bottom line. You know what? When you asked me to look up all these guys with injuries, holy cow, everybody is injured.
You're doing great.
I tried so hard.
Married a music man.
Oh my, there you go. You resolve the melody. Now we can go on.
Ballerina. Okay, we're good. Dancing in the sand. Okay. You actually covered almost everybody I was going to talk about. The only two guys we didn't. I don't care if you hate the team and the entire state, which is fine.
The Titans, don't say that.
Zach Wilson put a beating on the Titans. Kid looked great in the second half of that game. I'm not saying they're going to have a successful season. They may win one more game the entire year. But if you drafted that kid I think he went number two overall. That's the type of game you need to see to be like, you know what? The team is garbage. We're going to build around him. But that was a glimmer of hope where he led them down a couple times late to give them the lead and eventually the win. Kid looked really, really good. So it's simply a glimpse. I'm not saying go crazy, but that was enough for me to say, you know what? If I have any inclination or just like somebody to hold on to, I think it almost might be worth, I need to see a little more, but as opposed to immediate, like rip out of the pack and sell ASAP. Now I think you have to give it a moment's thought before you sell it.
I think his value is up like 5% or something from last week.
Sure.
But bottom line is, I didn't mention him on purpose because that was, I cannot believe the Titans lost to the worst team out there.
Not good. And the other guy who's having a good season this year, and he's wishy-washy too. Like he'll have nothing. They'll have a monster game. But I think the Ravens are playing well anyways. Hollywood, or as others might know him, Marquise Brown. He's a 2019 rookie. He's just an explosive, exciting receiver. And I think the Ravens and Lamar are going to have a big year. You can get patch autos of his, though. For under $50 still. Rookie patch autos from 2019. I think that's a great buy right now. I think that's going to be an electric type offense. And I'm talking like nice pro uniform stuff.
Yes, his rookie goes for $43 right now.
What are you talking about?
His 2019 Prism PSA 10.
Yeah. And I mean, like there's an immaculate patch auto that just sold for like $60. You can find really nice patch autos of that guy. So I would stick to pro uniform stuff on card, multicolor patches that are numbered. They're cheap. I think it's a great buy because I think that's an exciting offense that's going to win a ton of games.
Yeah, his value, he literally doubled in value from last week. This is another one of those where he's seen some pretty consistent up and downs over the last couple
of months. And that's the type of player he is. Zero receptions, then three receptions for 90 yards and two touchdowns. He's just a weird, explosive type player, but I like him. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Indy just sent over that report that we need.
Hey, Indy, you're fired. Hey, I quit.
No.
I quit.
I quit.
Tom Hanks. I don't know the other guy's name.
It was not Tom Hanks.
Well, Tom Hanks is in the scene.
Yeah. Anybody else? Any other guesses? Ronick, do you know what that?
All right. 101. That movie was older than Ronick is, I bet. Ronick, have you ever seen the movie That Thing You Do with Tom Hanks?
I have not. No.
Have you ever heard of it?
He puts a quarter in a machine and he becomes a little kid.
The O'Neaters.
The
Wonders.
No.
The O'Neaters.
I'm thinking of another movie.
I wonder what happened to the O'Neaters. Okay, move up. You're thinking of Big. Calm down.
I know what I'm thinking. What are we doing? Oh, 101 segment. Hey, thank you to Skylar. To the Moon. Break. What is it? To the Moon Collectibles, I think is what it is.
Is that a guy's name? Do we spell that right? Skylar?
I think I spelled it like the girl, but there I went to elementary school with a kid named Skylar and he had really long blonde hair.
This is why you like it. It's a unisex name, like your whole family.
Yes, exactly.
Sam, Jesse, and Charlie.
Well, thanks. Now everyone's going to have serial killers outside my house.
The same thing. If serial killer is going to kill you, trust me. You think a killer is going to be the cause of your... You think a serial killer is going to be the cause of your death? Come on. Reasonable.
Why?
You're doing great. That would, I'm saying because that would never happen. Because you're going to live a long and full life.
Fruitful.
I got to get up there and start walking with you, by the way. I've been slacking.
Bruh.
You're doing it without me.
You know how I told you I got the Smith machine? I didn't realize this, but when Steve, good buddy, helped put all this stuff in the basement, he also brought over a bar and the Smith machine.
Neighbor.
Yes, exactly. Sure. The Smith machine has a thing where you can actually have the bar on there. By the way, how much does the bar weigh?
Oh, on a Smith machine, I have no idea.
No. It's not on a Smith machine. 45, that's what I'm saying. Then. It's like an individual.
45.
45?
If it has the wide circles at the end?
Yes.
Yeah, 45 pounds. That's an Olympic bar.
I feel
bar.
A little bit better then because I, for the first time this morning, I did some weight training and I put on a couple of 25 pounders on each side. Just sure. to, you know, test it out.
Yep.
So that's 95 pounds.
I'm going for tone. I'm not going for bulk. Michael's curling the 2.5 pounders out the yard.
I'm not going to lie. I felt very similar to that. I did it. I did enough reps
to feel okay,
but it didn't feel
does
good.
He not, does the kid not know what time we record? We've been doing this for 9 months. I just got a message. Just sent the report. What are we doing, kid?
Andy, you're doing so good. But except for today, that was not as good.
Traveling all around the world, getting Yankees tickets based on us. What is happening here? Can't get a report in time for the show?
Don't talk. You're gonna put him down.
He's doing fine. All right. How to build a following. This came up on our Instagram Live last night. Like, and I actually got a message from somebody. I'm not going to return the call. I can tell you that. Somebody got my personal email, sent it over. And it was like, I'm trying to build a breaking. I'm not trying to be mean. We get that a lot. I just don't. We'll say it on the show. So here's some stuff. If you're trying to get into build your own page, your own community, your own following, there's a couple things that have to happen. You got to be consistent with posting, no matter what platform you're trying to build. I think it's better that you post and get personally involved. As opposed to a lot of these pages where they post like a graphic. Well, you get 20,000 followers, you can just do graphics all the time. If you're starting from scratch, people want to get to know the person behind it, make things entertaining, you know, be transparent with stuff. Hey, I'm buying this for this reason. This is the way I've done it, at least. You know, be upfront too with what you're buying.
The key word being engagement.
Yeah, engagement is huge. Key. Any sort of comments to you, including trolls and stuff like that, you can respond. I respond to dumb trolls all the time.
And you, now, if they're just doing usually it, kill them with kindness. I want to point that out. You are not.
Or just be
online.
Reasonable. Hey, this is like we had a guy go off yesterday about the Panini NFT post. And after a while, I was like, dude, I get it. You hate the blockchain. I don't care. It's fine that you hate it. A bunch of other people like it and the sales are up every month. It's not going away. I don't particularly love it. But you can still engage without scaring people away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Facebook too, build a community, start a group. You know, you can do giveaways to your members. I would say this, a lot of guys fall into the little, what I consider a trap of like, hey, add 5 friends, you get a giveaway spot. I hate that type of, me builds a fluff fake following, which I do not like.
That's when you see like those Instagram pages where it's got, and we talked about this on Instagram yesterday.
I should have looked up the guy's name so I could have called him out. I didn't do it.
There's guys out there literally with 90,000 followers and you go and look at their posts and it's like 32 likes.
Hey, didn't we just see
100 views?
Didn't I just screenshot this to you? This guy had like 80 or 90,000 followers. He's a card guy.
Yes.
And his photos have less likes than ours.
He was at the Beckett thing and he was like pumping it up. Like, I love too. He posted a video like, Oh, yeah. We got this exclusive interview with like one of the big guys in the hobby. And all he did was the interview was already happening. He just set his camera up in front of them to record the interview happening, like as if it was his own. But again, it doesn't matter because, guys, if you do this stuff, it's fine for the specific number. If that's all you're looking for, a number, it's fine. But the engagement, again, is not there, which means the account doesn't mean anything.
So I guess my point in saying that is don't just mimic what some of these huge accounts do. Like, go into groups that you enjoy. Like, Sports Cards Nonsense on Facebook is the most active Facebook group on the planet. It dominates the algorithm. Our engagement is good. We add tons of new people. We comment or like or whatever, react to everything as much as we can. That's why that group has gotten so big and so successful. And also, on any of those platforms, go live. People love going live, do Q&As, try to add guests, reach out to content creators. If you're trying to build something up, reach out to me or Jesse. I don't care. I'll help you build it up if we have time. But I think that's important. The whole build the breaker thing, I don't want to talk about. I've talked about that ad nauseum. If you want to become a breaker now, you got to have a couple $100,000 to burn to just go in and start accounts and buy crap product at market to get your spend up. I know that sounds grim, but that's the way it goes right now. It's just not
even taking into account the future of whatever Fanatics
is. And not even taking into account too, do you have a place to actually sell this? You know, what platform are you using? Have you built a community?
So the other thing too is just keep in mind that all this stuff is done on algorithms. So if you've got like guys who are, you know, calling each other, whatever, if it's just a real negative, you know, environment where you just allow people to
like hate speech related or even like
curse words. Like we block thing. Guys. If you are wondering why your comment hasn't been posted and you had the F word in it, it automatically blocks it. We've set it to do that. But if we set it specifically because if we don't do that, then, you know, the group falls out of the algorithm.
Group suffers from it. Yeah. Yep. By the way, the message from Tyler, the owner of HGA, he said, an employee of mine was listening to the live the other day. You said something about HGA, like I'm going to HGA this. Then you quickly caught yourself and said SGC. If that really happened, glad to see you have us on your mind.
That I remember moment because I corrected you.
Not bad. Good for you. Bit of a stretch. I can get around that.
It's a big
stretch. Would you be interested in doing a walkthrough of HGA in a month or so? I want to show up unannounced. I'm not doing a scheduled walkthrough.
Oh, man. Unannounced. That'd be rough.
Not right now. I got a bunch of crap to do this month. But we'll see. I like that he reaches out. I don't mind that guy. Plus, he just made a big comment on Facebook. Like, he's staying away from social media for the most part. If I owned a business like that, I would not be anywhere near social media. Pay some dummy to respond. That's absolutely the best thing you could do. Anyways.
That's what I get paid. That's not true. I don't respond to anything card related.
You're doing great.
Are we doing 101 segments still? Do we have anything else?
That was the 101.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, was there anything else we want to talk about?
Okay. No, I mean, that's very general, but I don't know. Like, in general, I think like that's kind of how these things go. Like, you know, I don't think there's one thing, hey, do this and build a group. I know all these, like, there's a lot of people who say it. Actually, you know what's funny? It's random. I was just watching some stupid video and Gary Vee was on there. He's talking about this whole buying, selling. Like, this is what you do. If you go out and buy things and you flip it and you hustle, that's where I did it. That's how I had my, that's where I came up through and made my, made my name and made my mark. The guy literally just screenshots like his bio that he wrote somewhere. It's like, grew up in his father's store. And the guy was like,
in the wine store.
No, you didn't. You worked for your dad in a wine store. That's just a shot of him because like, it's funny. Point being, there's not like do this one thing and it's going to work. Engagement's huge. Polling, you know, post pictures of your own stuff. Make yourself a draw of some kind. I think that helps.
I think the biggest, the posts that get the most likes and stuff on our stuff is when it's tied to us personally and it's on topic. So sports cards and it has to do with Mike or whatever the case.
Sports cards, sports boy. Next segment, go.
Newsletter. Besides the fact that it's doing amazing.
It is doing really well. If you're not signed up for the newsletter yet, sportscardsnonsense.com under hobby news. The open and engagement rate and all that crap is still really, really good, which I think is cool. I don't know what that means. I don't care. I know it's doing, I don't want you to explain it either. Please.
No,
don't.
I wasn't going to.
I know it's doing very well. And on month, well, you want me to talk about the point? You're rolling your eyes. What? You talking?
I didn't roll my eyes. What are you talking about?
There was an eye roll there. You roll?
Go to the bathroom. Your tummy's upset.
Was there an eye roll?
No, it was not an eye roll. I was going to simply say that the articles are not super long. It's not like you are having to read page after page, but they are very to the point. As Mike is, these articles are the same.
I don't write the articles. on Monday, when the next one comes out, there's going to be a big MLB preview. Kind of what we did at the start of the show, but way more in-depth breakdown of that type of thing. So,
and less nonsense.
No nonsense newsletter. That's how it's... this week's buys, I bought some cheap Rafi Devers stuff just because I got it. I got a pretty good deal on it. I put it on a couple of our socials. The way Tatum played the other night, I'm like, man, this kid might get weird. I'm going to start buying some Tatum. And Tatum's a 2017 rookie. I don't hate base PSA 10s or gem stuff. Base from 2017, I'm fine with. There's not huge populations. But I'm going to start spending some money on Tatum in the next week or so leading up to the season. And then I bought a really cool card. It's not a monster card right now, but I think it has like some weird potential. So we've seen recently like Brady stuff goes absolutely through the roof for some of these older, not even that old either, low-numbered refractors and autos, or refractors and inserts and parallels. So I got one from 2020 Select. It's his last card, I'm imagining, because last year some of his stuff was still in a Pats uniform.
Okay.
So this is a Patriots uniform, 2020 Select. It's the, I think it's a blue disco. It's numbered 1 of 25, which some people pay a little more for the 1 of 25 stuff. And it is an SGC 10. I paid $600. Now, a PSA 10 did like 900. I think this is a weird card. I honestly think in a couple years, and I'm going to put this card away and just forget about it. I don't know. Maybe it's only $600 in a couple years. I also think, though, 1 out of 25 Gem Mint Brady, this could be a couple $1,000 card in a few years.
Tell me, who are you talking about again?
What?
Who's the player?
You're not being serious, are you?
No. I did not. Oh. Did you say Brady? Because I could have sworn you said Jason Tatum.
Like, I was buying Tatum, but I'm buying Tatum. Switched it up, though. 2020 Select it. Blue Disco Tom Brady,
thank
1 of 25.
You. Thank you.
No, thank you for being here, for all your efforts, whatever it is you do.
I was pulling up information.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I know it's, and it's a disco insert, I think. So it's not like, you know, the traditional gold or whatever, but numbered 1 of 25. I don't know. That whole last year in the patch uniform type thing, I think it could be a weird card down the road. Like, that's the type of card, if I woke up one day and saw like a $1,500 buy it now on eBay, I'd probably market this and see what happened.
Okay.
That's very pumping cool. Dump number 2 of the day, by the way. Boom.
That was not a sound effect. That was Mike's mouth.
There's your sound.
For all box. You wondering.
All right.
All right. What else did you get?
Man, we got a lot of crap, which is good. We need to do a long show because Monday we skipped. So there's nothing exciting. I don't know if there's anything at all coming up.
Wait,
this week.
Whoa. What? I wasn't done. I didn't get to name the card that I bought.
Oh.
Pickups. I got myself. I'm telling you guys, I'm going hoard into the
how auto. Do you spell that?
Hoard. I'm going into the celebrity auto cards.
You are.
I just got myself a Jason Alexander as George Costanza card. Granted, this is a custom card. It's not like a Topps or anything like that, but still a very cool card. I think it is in a PSA holder. It is PSA authenticated.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. His signature is authenticated.
Did he sign it as Jason Alexander or George Costanza?
Jason Alexander.
Okay.
But it says it has like he's in costume essentially, sure. Which you could argue that Jason Alexander and George Costanza are the same person, but
also argue as my father's brother.
That short. Okay. He's got angry, that Giuseppe look.
Bald.
Bottom line, I'm very happy for $130. May have been a little bit on the high side. I actually talked him down. They was asking for $150.
Ever heard
boom,
of it?
Bam. I'm a Wheeler dealer.
There's a couple of these custom cards of his that have come out. There's actually one that's kind of a little bit more common. It's autographed. It's based on like a 1988, I think, or 86 Topps card. It says Yankees Costanza. I will track that card down. I am all about that card. Yep. I think it's really cool.
Okay. Now we can move on.
Okay. There's no product releasing this week that I know of. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think there is. So, or the week's almost over. It's Thursday. I keep thinking it's Monday. I actually ripped a bunch of boxes and did some cases and stuff on Facebook the last couple days. There's a couple products. So first of all, Bowman Chrome, I still am in love with. 2021 Bowman Chrome, I've been ranting about for a month. I still think it's great. I still have a ton of stuff that I will hold and not rip because I think it's going to keep going up. Origins football release yesterday. Origins is awesome. It's expensive. 2021 football is expensive. Origins is nasty.
Can there I go ahead and ask a question about that?
Sure.
Okay, because this is from the mailbag, but I found it very interesting. Jason Fielder was asking about this because he pointed out, he included a picture that Origins, for a box of Panini Origins, 2019, it was $150. 2020, it was $275. This year, it's $500. What's the breaking point? He's basically trying to figure out, you know, like this stuff is just out of out of this world expensive. When does it come down?
Yeah, I mean, 2020 stuff was, I mean, at release, was that what, I'm not sure where he's getting that pricing.
I think that's what he's saying. I don't know for sure.
I mean, it's a hot class despite some of the quarterbacks not performing well. And I am not advocating go out and rip personal boxes of Origins. I just mean, if you have a team, I think pick your team breaks are awesome for that product. Just like the product and want to mess around, get into random teams. But like pick your teams. If you like the Pats and Mac Jones, the booklets are insane. The patches are awesome. A lot of it's on card. I just think it's a great product. I watched Eddie at Geo Breaks rip a full, he might have ripped two cases yesterday. I think it's one of the best football products out there. But I like patch autos. I don't love the whole prism, silver, blue, all that crap. I prefer with my football stuff just patch autos. So I like Origins. Bowman Sterling, kind of on the fence. I think this came out last week. I probably would have talked about this Monday. It's expensive. It's like $350 a box, I think, or $330 a box. You get five autos, you get rookies. I don't love the resale value on Sterling, so I don't really... If you're chasing somebody and you're a lower-end team, I don't mind it. I wouldn't go heavy with like the high-end, upper echelon teams because I don't think you can get the money back even if you hit. So I don't love Sterling. And then a total opposite, we ripped a couple boxes last night on the Instagram feed, 2021 Topps Gold Label. So you get one framed auto per box. We sold the boxes at $110 a piece. But in addition to the auto... which is fine. Some of the autos I hit last night are like $5, $10 autos, super cheap. Very nice looking though. I like the gold frame look, but the names were crap. But despite that, like normally if you miss on the hit in the box, you're going to get destroyed. Then you go through, this is why I like Topps Gold Label because like you get class, like I got a class 3 Ohtani that's like a $6 card. I got a couple rookies, Dylan Carlson numbered rookies that will do a few bucks a piece. I just like products where you're not just solely chasing the one high-end hit. It's a little bit more work to sell a bunch of singles and different inserts like that, but it's kind of nice. You can actually do okay despite not hitting big. So there you go.
Nice. Okay. James Bond, it's time. Tell me about James Bond.
Not please. Time. Jesse brought on a new sponsor on our socials. I want to give him a mention here because I use these specifically anyways. If you've ever seen the lock boxes I have when we do videos or that I do at shows, fits all graded cards, including SGC. It does fit. Zion cases. TheCollectionCase.com.
ZionCases.com. Either one will actually get you there, but ZionCases is easier to spell and faster to get
there. So you customize the lock. They have the lock box. They're all fully padded. That's what I use. I have three of those. That's why I have like my active box, short-term, long-term holds. Only stuff I use. I know Clint, the dude who started the company, is a great guy. So they just came on. You'll see them. That's why we've been kind of pumping them up on our socials.
I think he's been at, well...
He's at all the shows. He sets
of the two shows I've been to, he's been at them, and he just brings in box after box.
He sells like a maniac.
Yeah, it's insane.
They're the best. I think they're the best cases on the market. They fit really well. The cushion inside, like the padding and the protection is great. That's specifically what I use, so I'm glad they came on.
Clint, I would like one now that I have cards. So if there's like a discount...
We just paid you, so why don't you take your 49% and buy one?
Hey!
Your boy.
Hey!
They actually make individual cases, by the way, for single cards, too. Like single lock cases.
Oh, do they?
Yep. Fits one card, and it's kind of a cool... It's overboard for most things. But like when I bought that... I've shipped off a few in those... Like if I sell a $50,000 card, I'll spend the 30, 20 bucks or whatever it is to get one of those cases to put them in. I think it's kind of a nice touch. Cool. So
okay.
PC. Oh, yeah, I don't know why these are on here. Yeah, we're good.
You said...
I know, I did. Okay. James Bond is on here for this reason.
Here we go.
That Bond movie comes out tomorrow. Can we... I don't know why you're laughing. I love James Bond.
That's just weird.
First movie that's come out for a while that I actually give a crap about. Can we get this somewhere so I don't go to a theater and watch it? Is this coming out on any other platform or no? A lot of other stuff's releasing lately. Weird
comment to make about... I thought it was going to be a card, but let's see. No Time to Die is the name of the movie.
The Remy kid is in this thing, too.
Let's see. Streaming. It is.
Here we go.
I could have told you it's not streaming. Yeah.
I was wondering if it was like an HBO Max thing.
Unless it's with Warner Brothers is the only way it's going to be HBO Max. And this is not.
What a conceited family. Seriously.
A couple of useless brothers.
Can we rent out a theater and go to by my? I would pay a couple. I would pay $150 for just me and you to go to a theater.
Yes,
by
you
yourself.
Can. Literally, go down to Regal in Hendersonville. You can. We can rent out the theater. Babe, how much was it to rent out the theater in Regal? Do you remember,
babe?
Babe.
Oh, she's babe? Still not talking to you.
No,
that's fair.
No, she doesn't know. She doesn't know.
I'm but interested.
I think, I'm telling you, it was like $100, guys. Support your local theaters. It was super cheap,
dude. For I'm telling you right now, if you can get me a price on this, I will take our two families. We will wear our masks. We will sit in a totally empty room but us. And I will watch that movie with you tomorrow.
Can we bring the dogs?
Of course. What do you think? There's all those seats? Great.
Do you think they'll diarrhea everywhere? By the way, we haven't talked about the dogs at all. How are they? Did you even miss them?
Oh, miss them every day. Oh, man.
You miss them every day? Those still dogs. Miss them?
Hannah got a video when I walked in. I hadn't seen them for almost a week. I had to leave to go down to Nashville. So she had to pick him up. When I came home, she already had picked him up. Love fest, me and the pups.
Yeah.
Two of my favorite living things on the planet. Top five, both of them, no question.
Wow, yep. Man. Yeah, okay. That's
I don't even know people who are consistently in the top five. They've never left the top five, so.
So just to be clear.
You go in and out.
James Bond, there was no card reference. This was just a note of. I want to talk about James Bond.
I'm busy this afternoon. I don't know if I'm going to remember to tell you this. I wanted to look into this theater thing. If I can rent a theater cheap, we're going to the theater tomorrow night. I'm not going there with a bunch of mutants who won't wear masks, but sure. I will go if it's just us, if I rent it out.
That being said.
Company trip.
I'm going on eBay right now. 2011 James Bond Pierce Brosnan card autographed $2,000.
Pierce Brosnan? Yeah,
PSA 10.
Hey, call me when it's James Craig, sweetheart.
Please. Yeah, he is. I mean, it's rough to say. It's hard to say he was not better than Sean Connery.
I liked Pierce Brosnan and Mrs. Doubtfire. His favorite theatrical appearance. The boyfriend.
Hello. Oh, do not get him. He had a real allergy. Was it paprika? What was it? It was a spicy.
I think it might have been.
It was a spicy.
It's okay. Robin saved his life. All right. Mailbag. Let's go.
Are you sure we don't have enough movies or anything else?
Did you get a price on that theater yet?
I'm looking into it.
Okay.
Mailbag. We had some good mailbag questions. And guys, darn it, if we don't try and get to all of these.
Do it.
Adam Bass. Are there any basketball products out now that are worth buying for this season's rookie class?
No.
Including
they're all college uniform. So okay. No.
Is it Kuminga? He wants me to try and pronounce that.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. One thing I just bought today, though, that I saw came way down in price, 2019-2020 Mosaic Multi or Cello boxes. I just bought some boxes for $500 a piece. That's Zion, Ja, all those guys.
So your answer to his question is no, there's nothing worth buying right now.
Wait for pro uniform stuff.
Follow-up question. What does T-Mall mean?
It's a different SKU, which has like its own exclusive brands. Select T-Mall is a thing.
Is it worth buying or no?
Yeah, when they come out. I mean, it's expensive, but yeah, it's worth buying. Yeah.
Okay. Greg Allison wants to know, anyone have recommendations on baseball free agents to pick up now before the offseason? He says, for example, picking up Carlos Correa. Mm-hmm. With the rumors that he's the target of the Tigers. Before you answer this question, I need to know, why are free agents something to look out for in the first place? What makes them different?
Because if you got a guy who's played well for a crap team and all of a sudden he's a free agent, maybe he's going to... Okay. Here's the tough thing, though. Correa, the only team I've heard of having interest, at least outwardly, was the Tigers. I'm not buying anybody going to the Tigers right now. But yeah, if like the Yankees signed Correa, sure. I mean, I think Correa is a good player. He's got to go to a good team. So who to look out for? I mean, Correa, Xander, this is actually a really good free agent class of baseball. I just cannot think of it. Those are the two of the best shortstops that are going to be open free agents. Oh, all the Cubs guys. I think all of them. I think KB, Rizzo, and Javi Baez all are free agents. I kind of, with my move with free agents is kind of wait to see what the rumors are and then buy the rumor. Hey, Yankees are expressing interest. Okay, might be worth a shot. A big market team.
Okay, cool. Michael Ferrario, haven't heard from you in a while, Ferrario. Which Hall of Famers / sure things, sure thing future Hall of Famers are good buys right now?
It's a pretty vague question. I don't know.
Well, answer it. He asked it.
Is that your wife banging around dishes out there?
Can you hear it?
She didn't answer
it. The people can't hear it on this microphone. Only you can hear it on the other microphone.
Right. Well, she didn't answer the theater question. Now she's there doing dishes.
She said no. I mean, that's not a real answer. I'll talk to her later. We'll have a real deep conversation.
The audience wants to know. Man, future surefire. I mean, I'm still buying Randy Moss. That's not he's already in the Hall of Fame. I think Randy Moss and Peyton Manning are two of the best, like, fairly current Hall of Famers that are super cheap. I showed that Peyton I just bought, 9.5, a 1998 Flair Showcase Row 1 Peyton Rookie as a BGS 9.5 Gem Mint. Cost me like $300. Randy was the Bowman paper for $90, PSA 10. Other guy, I'm trying to think, like,
what about any of the Manning brothers?
I just talked about them. That is the Manning brothers. Peyton.
You did? Oh, you said Peyton. I didn't hear. Yeah. I'm sorry. What about Eli? No Eli? He's not making it?
I think Eli will be a Hall of Famer. Does it affect his market? Would I buy him? No. I also think there's a play with the steroid guys, but it depends. Like, maybe this year Ortiz, although Feinstein seems to think Ortiz probably yes, A-Rod probably no. So, I don't know. It's kind of an open-ended question. It's a tough one.
Okay.
There are plenty. I just don't know them. I'm sorry.
Ask that question again in a week when Mike's not having tummy tums. Chris Thompson wants to know, hopefully I can get my post seen because I'm short. Oh, that's sweet.
Did he post the picture?
No,
he didn't. I skipped the question. How do I know he's not lying and playing on my heartstrings?
That could be true, Chris. You're out of here. Next. Reuben Mitchell wants to Chris, your question is, what's the rule of thumb of using top loaders and sleeves versus one-touch magnetic cases? Some people shame others that want to use the one-touch. I will tell you, of all the questions, this was the most that were like, yes, please answer. Third, please answer. Yeah. What's the deal, Mike?
So the only stigma here is some people feel like a chrome-type card, like Bowman Chrome or Prism, should not go in a one-touch because it could scratch the surface. I'll be honest, I always just put them in top loaders. I think it's safer, the penny sleeve in the top loader. But quite frankly, 99.8% of the time, nothing happens if you put them in a one-touch. Guys worry that they're going to scratch. Well, don't buy jagged one-touches, and it's usually not an issue. But this has become a thing in the hobby where if you put something in a one-touch, like a chrome surface card, people think it's automatically ruined. People are dramatic.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's good to know, because I've honestly, I think we've had that question like 3 or 4 times over the last month, and I haven't had a chance to get to it. So
I have a question. There you go. Who do you think you are?
You are.
How dare you?
While you were reading that question, could you hear like anything like thundery sound or anything like that? Okay. My stomach just growled for the first time in like maybe a decade. because usually I don't wait till I'm hungry. I just eat. And
sure, but not anymore.
The fact that I've been working out, it's like my metabolism is turned back on. Metabolism.
Yep.
So, okay. Good to know it's not on the microphone. Ruben, watch out. Or Ronick, watch out for that. Ruben Mitchell, are you buying David Ortiz cards? Speaking of the devil. And if so, which ones?
Nah, I'm not. I think there's a play with his rookie stuff long term. I would like a nice patch auto or a bat knob or bat barrel, like a nice one of one, something like that. But I don't. Yeah. And he's not in a Sox uniform as a rookie. So to me, it would be like a big time one of one patch auto. You know, full letter patch or a booklet with like the bat knob or something like that. I would buy something like that, but that's about it. I've got the big picture. That's enough for me. One's enough. I like David. I never loved him. I liked watching him, but afterwards I'm like Bird. I will go back and watch Bird stuff and Griffey and Brady stuff forever. Yeah, I don't know.
Dogs?
Yeah, always.
Okay. Tristan Brown, what's the best card you've ever personally pulled from a box, Mike?
For myself? I mean, for me, nothing. I never hit anything of note. For others, we pulled a Zion.
You've never gotten something yourself? Like even in a break or something? Like that was... okay, let's rephrase it. So it doesn't have to be you actually pulled it out, but like it was your card.
No. Very rare. I do average in breaks. I almost always end up buying into breaks that are like I pulled a low number Brady gem out of Flawless. It was worth like $500 at the time.
Yeah.
I probably paid more than that to get into the break. It wasn't like a monster card.
There you guys go.
Oh, actually, you know what?
Oh,
stand
okay,
down.
Never mind.
I pulled a Luka PSA 10 Prism card out of Eddie's repack product. He calls it, it's like Harry Hands Hot Packs.
I don't count
it's the best repack around. That's the only reason I bought it. And he runs it on Geo Breaks. I bought into one of those. It was like $500, and that was one of the chasers. I think at the time it was like $1,500. I've pulled some big cards, though. I've pulled some orange Wander Franco Bowman First that are massive. I pulled an orange Ohtani that just sold a golden last week that was like $35,000 for other people. I pulled an immaculate true RPA of Zion that did like $20,000. I've pulled big stuff for other people, never anything like that for myself, though.
So for all you guys who feel the same way, like you keep getting into breaks and you're not making any money because you don't find anything, look at this example. Mike has barely pulled anything of real value, and yet he's been able to turn it into something.
You're doing it.
Jimmy Webb. Jimster wants to know, is that short for Jimothy? What are you?
James?
Jimothy.
Are you okay being called James? Being called Jim?
What are some second, third year NBA guys that are on your radar that didn't live up to their rookie hopes? Cam Reddish, Tyrell Terry, Jalen Smith, anybody?
This is probably fourth year now. I think Bam Adebayo is going to have a monster year with Miami.
Really?
So, Bam? I do. I think Bam's going to return to his 2019 finals form. I like Bam. I think Jalen could do that if he's healthy. Again, he's 2016. He's 5 years old. Newer guys, yeah, Cam Reddish, I'm out on. DeAndre Hunter, Cam's teammate, I think could have an impact for that Hawks team and play well. And I still think Ja Morant.
Whoa.
Ja Morant.
You're still on the
Ja Morant? I will not quit the Grizzlies and Ja Morant because of Chris Vernon. My loyalty for Chris dictates that
wow.
I always talk positively. And I like I do like Ja Morant. But he's not like a quiet guy who's going to come up out of nowhere. So
Vernon, let it be known that he will not quit his loyalty to you. And yet he did quit his loyalty to his hometown Red Sox. I don't know where that puts you. That you should feel
Red Sox
really
aren't paying my bills, baby. Chris got me a job.
Ben Perez, in your opinion, does this hobby generally sour on young players too soon nowadays? Seems like fans and collectors have been virtually giving up on players if they don't immediately succeed in their respective sport.
I mean, yes and no. It's a society thing, isn't it? Like, people want instant gratification. It's true to a degree. At the same time, Trevor Lawrence still sells for a ton of money, and he's been pretty bad. Zach Wilson up until this week was pretty bad. So, I don't know. I think it's an appropriate response based on the day and age we live in.
Well, I think you could also say that it's an overhyping, that it's like an equalizing when they come out and you realize, oh, they're human, not some sports god.
And hype has a lot to do. You come into the league with hype, in the hobby at least, it takes time to get rid of that. Like, people, I think, are actually too loyal at times.
Okay. Oh, this name is not fair. It's got a KJ. I don't know how you make that sound.
Just pick one of them.
I got go with ignorant, both letters. Ignorant American mouth here, Nick. Nicholas Kajada.
I said you got to pick one. Go either the K or the J. Don't do both.
Johida.
There you go. Nailed it.
Nick wants to know, expected fastest risers the first month of the season. Morant, Hero, Spider, etc.
I'm done. It's Spider, no. I don't know what he's going to do. Tyler Hero spiked the other night after a big performance. So I think there's pricing there, but it's probably built in. Of those guys, I think Ja could spike better. And I'm curious to see what happens if Durant comes out and scores like 40 points in a row first few games.
What do you know? Durant and Morant.
Durant and Ja Morant. Pump it up and dump
interesting.
It up.
Aaron Hernandez, out of the
killer for the Patriots.
That's is there any other?
Sure. From the grave.
Still alive. Out of the 2017 NBA draft big three, Fox, Tatum, Mitchell, who has the biggest staying power hobby-wise?
Tatum. Best scorer of the three, big market. Not even close. Yep.
Not even close. Okay.
I mean, Mitchell made a great run to the second round of the playoffs last year, went in as the number one seed, didn't do much for him. So they got beat in the second round, right?
Wasn't Mitchell injured?
Who did the Suns beat to get to the finals?
Ronick, do you know that one?
Ronick, did the Jazz get beat in the Western Conference Finals or the second round?
They got beat by the Clippers, I think. And then the Clippers...
And the Clippers lost to the Suns?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That sounds right. Let's go with that.
I am helping. Dan Bush, does Monday Night Football help Eli Manning's hobby value? He was never the most dominant QB, but has echoed, as you echoed yesterday, he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
And I agree.
First ballot Hall of Fame. Your words are coming back to bite you right here. You were just not as hot on him being a Hall of Famer, I felt.
No, I don't think it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna help his hobby value. I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's top 10 in most major statistical categories and has two rings. I think he's a Hall of Famer. Does his Monday Night Football presence, his relevance there, maybe help his hobby value? I'd like to think so. Between him and Peyton, not to mention the only two guys, Tony Romo is as well, who are entertaining to watch during a football mm-hmm. game. So I hope so. I hope it helps them. Yeah, I actually think they're decent to watch. I think they're entertaining. They have fun with it. Yeah.
Did you ever see Eli Manning? I could do a game.
By the way, why have none of these networks reached out? Me and you could commentate a game and could have so much fun with it.
Could you imagine? That would actually Ronick, be a really entertaining time.
Who do we call to do televised games? I think that would be great. I think more companies should adopt this style of have people who are entertaining, not just a third and 10, 10 yards to go, 48 seconds left on the clock, play clock is at 3.
I guarantee you all the guys who aren't into sports, that's how you bring them in. You got myself who's like, I think the blue team's going to win because the guy with the long hair looks really confident. That's how I would pick it.
And that's that would, everyone that's would practically love that. Your life. No arms and no legs.
Oh, Michael Cudmore wants to know, how do you track everything in your inventory? How do you know when time to sell on something you're holding? Those are two different questions. How do you track everything in your inventory? I think we use
Card Ladder. Yeah, I use Card Ladder for almost all of my stuff is in Card Ladder. And I try to stay in tune with the markets. Like if I see certain guys all of a sudden are being posted for sale in a bunch of different Facebook groups, okay, there's some hype, you know, there's a market for them.
By the way, guys, that's another promo code. Like it's not a code, but if you go to the website under Card Services, if you want to use Card Ladder, go there first because you get 15% off by using that link. So there you go.
I like Card Ladder. And honestly, I'm old school with some of my other stuff. I literally have it on a Google Sheet. When I bought it, what it is, what I paid.
Zyman Marzuki. I like that name. Zyman wants to know, hey, Mikey.
How do you spell the first name? Zyman.
How do you think?
Z-I-M-O-N?
You are so close. Z-Y-M-A-N. You just got your vowels wrong. You were really close.
It's okay.
Mr. Marzuki wants to know, hey, Mikey G and Sports Boy. He says Sports B. Maybe he meant for that to rhyme. Hey, Mikey G and Sports B.
He did.
I like that.
He's
that
an artist.
Really good. Want to buy
his paintbrush or words? God, I don't know what they're doing there.
Want to buy Jesse G. Now it's not even funny because this was going to be a funny one, but now we're already laughing. Jesse G's rookie card in the sleep apnea parallel. It's still kind of funny. That's fun. That's fine.
Thank you, Zyman.
Jaren Johnson, with basketball starting, who are your sleepers that you hope will break out and cause their cards to go up in value? Any sleepers, Mike?
I mean, one guy we just talked about, I think Bam Adebayo is going to have a big season and come out of nowhere.
Ooh. He's practically snoring.
Sleepers, he said, though.
Man.
Trying to think of like sleep. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Basketball to me is so. Oh, you know one, and it's not a sleeper because some of the podcasts here on The Ringer have talked about this. Darius Garland for Cleveland, I think is an interesting play. I don't know how good that team's going to be. I don't think very, but I think he could have a big season and kind of get some attention on him. And another guy, if he's healthy, Karl Anthony Towns has been pretty quiet, and now he's actually got somebody to play with Anthony Edwards up there. I'd be kind of curious what Cat does this year.
I actually didn't think you were gonna have an answer to that. I appreciate that.
Good stuff.
Michael Cudmore again. Okay. I'm actually using a second one because this is a good question.
More Cud from more Cudmore.
You can't get enough Cud with Cudmore. You guys talk buys and comps in terms of PSA 10s, but could the same logic be applied to PSA 9s? Meaning, if you think something's good as a PSA 10, could you then go buy a PSA 9 for the relative return if more in line with your budget? Yeah.
Yes. Right? I just think you got to be careful. Like when I see cards, this is why some of our straight cash homies in the past have been like, hey, this PSA 10 is 1,000. These PSA 9s, though, have four times the population, but it's selling for 5% of the 10. one of those is wrong. Like either the PSA 10 is overvalued or the PSA 9 hasn't caught up. So it certainly can be done. I just think you got to do some research. What does a PSA 8 sell for? What does a PSA 10 do? Does that kind of tell you, is the 9 where you think it should be in relation to those numbers? But yeah, like if you're just high on a guy, then his stuff's going to go up across the board. No question. So yeah, I do like that play. Yep. Within limit though. Like I think PSA 10, PSA 9, cool, 8. I don't go below an 8 for modern stuff. There's no reason to. At that point, buy raw.
Oh, interesting. Okay, cool. Oh, this isn't a name.
Someone... All right, 14 more. Here we go.
I think we have 4 more. Maybe
all right, let's rifle them off and be done. Here we go.
Incognito Huntington disease sucks is the name of this person.
Oh, this must be a Facebook page that joined the group.
Maybe.
My mother, when I was a child, took care of a lady with Huntington's disease. Horrible. The same shaking as Parkinson's.
I watched House, and Olivia Wilde's character had Huntington's disease, and it was traumatic.
It was interesting. The lady shook constantly. However, when she read, she was totally still. It was really the craziest thing. Yep. Name was Hazel. She was a sweetheart. We would spend like 2 or 3 days at the house on and off. I think we like slept there. I'm pretty sure they had like a apartment or something for us.
I really like that story. That's
mom, give me the details.
Well, granted, that was you. It was your mom, not you. So
I'm going to go on a limb and say Hazel is no longer with us. That was, man, that's got to be like 25 years ago, maybe more than that.
I feel like if your name is Hazel, I don't know. You're either like in the hundreds or you're no longer with us.
I like Hazel. All right.
Hazel's a sweet girl.
If any of Hazel's family is hearing this, reach out to us. Email us. Please reach out
at P.O. Box. Oh, we have a P.O. Box now. We should give that to people.
Move on.
If you guys have fan art, I always see other YouTube pages like with like
fan art.
I'm going to
make you check this box so when it blows up, it's you. You're the casualty, not me.
I will check it. I'll check it all day. I'll get you the P.O. Box before the end of the show.
I'm going to go check it today.
Best $10,000 Brady card to hold long term.
I don't know what his stuff is doing.
That's pretty specific.
10,000. I'm curious what a PSA 9 Bowman Chrome rookie does. The PSA 10s are like 20 grand. A 9 is probably like 5. You know, it's obviously not 10. A PSA 10 rookie that's in that range. I don't know what that would be. Like metal, probably not 10 grand. Upper Decks, probably a little less than that or in that range. I'd stick to a rookie. Low pop, patch uniform. Find a rookie that's doing about that and that historically has sold higher, so there's some built-in room. But
would
this not be
one of those where you're going lower grade for something that's higher in? Or is there not even a higher end card that goes that low?
There are, but for 10 grand, I'd want a PSA 10 or an SGC 10. Brady rookie. Yep.
Let's see. 2 more questions. Zach Dylick. Thank you, Zach, for spelling
he
that phonetically.
I saw this. Yes,
I appreciate that.
All right, Zach Dylick. Here we go.
He wants to know, do you guys indulge in any card collecting YouTubers like Sasha T, Ryan Card Collector 2, or any others? There's this guy, Jeff. He is good. Jeff, I can't ever remember.
Why are you doing this? I try to be... Here's the thing. I'm not saying anything because I'm going to get the messages and have to respond to these idiots.
I'm having a little fun, okay?
All right, fine.
Jeff Wilson from Sports Card.
What? No, Ronick, cut that. I don't.
Why are we not having fun? Everybody knows we're friends. I am
Ronick. You can leave. I guess you can leave it all.
I'm a friend of their show, and you're on the fence, and that's okay.
I'm not on the fence. I don't want to talk. I'm trying to be somewhat positive.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh man, what? Are you trying to set me up to lose my mind? I don't know what you're trying to do.
Did you have anybody that you listen to, Mike? Influence? I have literally broken his brain.
No, like, I don't like to be negative all the time.
Have to be. Just skip over it.
I'm going to ignore your nonsense. It wasn't even funny, so don't call it a joke. God. I like Card Collector, too. Yeah, I like Ryan. I met Ryan at National. They got the Card Talk pod. All those guys are like somehow connected to Gary Vee. I don't know
how.
They're
nice.
Yeah, him, Lou, and the tall. I can never remember the tall kids. What's his name? The other kid.
That's so funny because, I know Ryan and I know Lou, but I can't remember. Lou's a nice guy.
You know why I like them? You know,
did
I
you
like
buy
them?
Something off of Lou?
No, I like them. Ryan brought the Jim Brown off me though.
That's right.
I like them because they're in on the joke. When I met the Get It National, the first thing Lou said to me is, "Hey, we just started a Facebook group. Now we're gonna dominate." He's like, "In addition to dominating you in the podcast race, we're gonna dominate you on Facebook." I was like, "This is perfect." He can't. That's fun. He said it playfully. He went at it. Our Facebook group is 10 times the size. I just, but I like it. I like when guys can joke. We're in the same space. So yes, there's some competition, but I was like, good for you, dude. Take a shot. I that's why I like the kids. Ryan came over. I made an arm wrestling joke with him. He laughed a little bit. He bought a card for me. He was pretty cool. I also have seen that dude is, and I saw this when the camera was on and when it was not off. There are plenty of phonies. When the camera's off, they have no time for people. Mm-hmm. Ryan was like hanging out with like little kids, like helping out little kids, answering questions, taking pictures. I thought that was cool. So they won me over just with that. Other than that, like I'll watch Sasha T stuff. He annoys me. He's probably a nice guy. In the videos, he always comes across as like cool guy, all the money. I don't care for it. It's not my thing. I'm trying to think of who else is even in the space.
I like the guy on TikTok. What's his name? Card collector. That he's like bald or shaved head or something.
Oh yeah, we met him. Oh dude, what is his name? He just mentioned.
He just commented. Yeah, he commented on Instagram. Oh, we're not good friends with him, obviously. Because
I met him in National too. Same thing. Super nice guy. Was very. I mean, yeah, very kind.
Yeah, there's.
He's super straightforward too. Like, I don't think he's the most entertaining, but I like how he just gets right to the facts and stuff. So I'm good with that.
Well, that's what's great about the TikTok thing. He's on there for like 2 seconds. The Happy Collector.
Oh, we're talking about two different people. Okay, never mind. I'm talking about another guy. He owns a card shop. Oh, man, I can't think of his name. I feel like a jerk. He just mentioned. He mentioned us last week with the Fanatics news breaking. And it's okay that we didn't, but yeah.
He sounds good though.
Yes, okay. He's a nice guy. Uptown Sports Cards is his TikTok handle. I like that dude.
Oh, okay.
And he says his name at the beginning of every video, which is why I should know it. So, other than that, no, I don't listen to hardly any podcasts in the space really. I'll watch the stuff because I like seeing it. Like, there's another kid named Ryan who goes to, like a card show every weekend. I think maybe more than one. I actually talked to him a little bit on Facebook Messenger the other day. He's been to like 50 card shows this year. Which I thought was insane. I've been to like 3. I like that kind of stuff. I like it when it's authentic though. Like I don't like the stuff where it's like, you know, they're showing you how they rip some guy off or like, man, this guy's an idiot, didn't know what he had. Like, I don't have any use for that. But I like
do guys still get away with that? I haven't seen guys
not
do
nearly
that.
As much. Yeah.
Especially now.
I don't know. There's other people in the space, I'm sure. I don't know.
Okay.
You threw me off. I tried to rebound.
Judson Bowie. I don't know. B-U-I-E. There's so many vowels in a row there. I know Sportsboy talked a little about celebrity cards last week. But I was curious if there's any non-sports cards that either of you guys invest in, such as Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh, Marvel. And what do you think is the smartest investment? You used to have that Charizard for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I sold it for like $800 after I bought it for $1,850. It was great.
It was a good deal.
No, I don't have anything. I don't think I have anything from anything non-sports. I'm going to buy George Costanza auto.
I would encourage anybody who's into that because it seems like those prices, they spike so hard and they came down pretty hard. Granted, so did everything. But my general take is if it's not a real person and they're these animator drawn cards or whatever, however you want to call it, just be cautious of collecting anything besides like the huge names. Like, you know, Charizard, most people would recognize that as like a Pokemon name, even if you weren't a fan of that genre. That would be my best advice is don't go off like trying to find these side ones unless all of a sudden you see a major resurgence in that sport or in that collectible. There you go.
A little bit longer show because we didn't do anything Monday. So that is Sports Cards Nonsense brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. I don't know how Bill does 2-hour podcasts like every other day or every day. It makes no sense. I can't do it.
He did make that $177 million deal with Spotify. For $177 million, I'd probably figure out a way to do it. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm calling them all out today, baby. Left and right. I'm feeling good.
Oh, man. He said last week, can't join the show. Got a lot going on. He says, trust me, I'd rather be there making fun of Jesse for 45 minutes. His exact response. I thought, yep, man, we're good.
But you didn't even tell the people that he did respond. Last time anybody heard, he hadn't responded in like a month. He
responded like a scholar and a gentleman. So next week, the podcast is Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes.
Because what is next week? Is it a holiday?
It's a National Ringer Day Off.
Is that serious? Companies do that?
Yeah, it's Indigenous People's Day.
Oh,
Indigenous people. I don't even know what that means. And that's okay.
Oh,
I don't
my
need
goodness.
To. No.
He is not woke. I'm going to tell you that much. He's just, you are one sentence away from getting us canceled.
I'm not trying. What does Indigenous mean?
Stop. Just keep going. It doesn't matter. Because here's the thing. You're treading in dangerous waters.
All right. And I don't even know I am. That's the funny part. I'm just stupid. Yeah. I mean, Haverhill, Massachusetts education. What do you want me to do?
Disparaging Haverhill. Haverhill's golly, in the show.
Great place to live. All right. Just Sports Cards Nonsense brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify. Listen to anywhere you get your podcasts. Just listen on Spotify. It's better than everywhere else. Pretty soon, all the other podcast networks will be out of business. So Spotify will be your only chance.
You can
find us on all of our social networks, social media, whatever, Facebook, Instagram. We're going to start making another push on TikTok. I got that thing from the Octagon Kid.
Yeah.
I do like that. I think we should actually put that into practice a little bit.
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week on Tuesday and Thursday.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks. Great. Awesome.
All right. Bye.
Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.